There is a two-part dynamic that is always at work in the Christian life. The one part is being called by Christ, and the other is being sent. And it's not, of course, that we're just called once and then sent once, but this dynamic is always at play. We're always being called to Christ to come closer, but at the same time, he is always sending us into the world because God really does want to accomplish something in this world through us. And we always have to have open ears and a seeking heart so that we can understand more and more how we're being called. But today I would like to focus especially on the part of being sent and that part of that dynamic of the Christian life. Because in today's gospel, Jesus not only calls the 12 to himself, but then he starts to send them out two by two on a journey. It's quite interesting what St. Mark chooses to tell us about how Jesus sends the disciples. He's sending them on a journey, and he says, take nothing except a walking stick. Okay, I can take a stick, but not a second change of clothes. Not food, no sack to carry anything that I might pick up along the way, no money. This doesn't seem like it's going to be a great journey, not a lot of fun. The disciples probably wondered if they would starve to death. Who knows what they were thinking? They were probably thinking, we don't know what Jesus is thinking by sending us out without any kind of supplies. But it seems clear enough that Jesus is asking them to set out on this journey with nothing but trust that he will provide for them exactly what they need to accomplish what he wants them to do. And this isn't the way that we think. We think of sending someone on a mission because they're qualified. They have the gifts, they have the supplies, they have the equipment that's needed to accomplish what we want them to accomplish. This is clearly not what happens in the gospel. Imagine Jesus coming to your farm and saying, okay, let's go out and harvest this. So you say, okay, I've got the combine ready and the truck. He says, no, we don't need all of that. What? How are we going to harvest the wheat if we don't have a combine and a truck? It's okay, he says. Just trust me. All right. Lord Jesus comes to your home and says, all right, we're going to fix a big meal for a large group of people that's coming. So you say, all right, I've got all the equipment in the kitchen. I've got all the ingredients that we need for the dishes. He says, no. We don't need that. What do you mean we don't need all that? He says, trust me, I'll provide. So when we think about being sent by Christ into the world to do something, maybe we're looking at the gifts that we have and the supplies or the equipment that we've been given. We have what we think we need to accomplish the task. He says, I'm not looking at all that. He says, what I'm looking for is someone who has open hands, empty arms, but willingness to trust in me. He's looking for someone who believes that he will provide. In spite of our lack of understanding, our inability to see the big picture, it's when we approach with those empty hands and willing spirits that he is able to do exactly what he wants to do. Now, in theory, we can easily accept this. We say, okay, we understand that God will do much more through us than we can do on our own. But when it comes down to practice, maybe we find that there are many things in life that it's much easier to trust in. I find that there are a lot of things that I can find security in, comfort in, or even satisfaction or encouragement in. There are things that we tend to lean on because it's not always so easy to lean on Christ. I took the liberty of making a little list of things that might fall into this category. Keep in mind, these are not evil things in themselves. These are not bad things. In fact, I think most of them are gifts that God gives. But the thing is, if we put too much stock in them, or if we lean on them too heavily, instead of leaning on the Lord, they can be dangerous. How about food? One of my favorites. Or drinking. Not just alcohol, what about coffee or soft drinks? It could be cigarettes or chewing tobacco. It could be TV, music even, another of my favorites. Or movies, the internet, social networking, texting, shopping, spending money, sleeping, another of my favorites. Work, sports, our accomplishments. There's lots of things that we can lean on. What about other things that are less tangible? Our sense of being connected, our getting the latest news, the latest scoop on what's going on around town or at our neighbor's home. Sometimes it's the esteem of other people. Maybe it's social status or money. This is just a short list. There are many things that we can turn to looking for security in this life, looking for some kind of support or safety. But clearly, Jesus is saying, I don't want you to lean on those things too heavily. Lean instead on me, and I will provide for you. Because ultimately, these other things will fall away. You can't trust in money forever. You can't trust in friends forever. People who may be your friend now, but they could turn on you easily. I'm not saying don't trust people. But Jesus is saying, the bottom line is, I'm the only one who will provide what you need in the long run. He knows where we're at. He knows where we're at in our struggles to trust. He understands that it's difficult for us to place our trust completely in Him and to surrender all. But Jesus is always willing to work with us. He's always willing to show us, to teach us, to guide us into that place where we really can surrender completely to Him. That's what He wants from us, so that He can provide all that we need to be faithful to the mission on which He sends us.